how was it that you came to be asked to do the sculptures of Alec and Eric Benson?
Well, I received a telephone call from the arts administrator of Surrey, Pat Greybone, and she said that Woking Council would be interested in actually getting some sculptures of the Bedser twins, and she thought, well, you would be the perfect person to do that. So they contacted me, and that was the first introduction. They said, well, we're looking to get some sculptures on this bridge. What do you think? Do you think it's possible? How can we do it? And that was the beginning of the commission, effectively.
And how did you come up with the idea, this idea of two statues facing each other, one person bowling, one person batting, and then hitting the ball for six? Such a lovely idea.
It started with, really, the council. They came up with the idea that they wanted the two twins together on the bridge. It's the Bedser Bridge. They needed to have that marked very clearly with the twins. How would we place them on the bridge? That was difficult. We couldn't put them in the middle of the cycle pathway, etc. So we thought, well, actually, how can we do this? So I made a scale model in the studio of the bridge so I could decide how I could work them diagonally, if you like, establishing the cricket pitch across the bridge. Now, it's slightly longer. It's not the same size as a cricket pitch, but that was the idea. And then making the angle of the wickets correct, I could then get Alec bowling to his twin brother, Eric, from the other side.
Had you ever done any sort of sporting statues before? Was this the first time you'd done that, did you have some experience to draw upon?
I did the cricketer in Hastings that was unveiled by the Queen, but that was to mark the Priory Meadows. No particular cricketing figure, but I've just finished the portraits of the Beatles, life-size sculptures of the Beatles, Watson and Crick, DNA people. I've done a lot of sculptures with marking personalities, but this was the first really of a cricketing person with a personality that such as the Eric and Alec.
See, they're up now, the statues. What do you make of them? First time seeing them?
I think they work very well. It's always an anxious moment because you never know whether it's going to work. But the height is right. The big question for me was actually getting make sure they're above the railings of the bridge. Because if they're not, then they would be cluttered. So the idea was to bring them up right to that height. I think they work very well. They play off together very well. And I think it's worked very well.
Where does this rank in all the statues you've done?
It's probably up there in the high five, I would think. I would think that's probably where we are with that.
Alongside?
The pieces that I've worked... One of the most famous ones I've done is the window cleaner in Edgware Road. That's become quite a landmark piece of work. Also, there's St Mary's Hospital in London as well. There's a piece out there as well. So I would think this is quite close to that.
And how much did you know about the Bedser twins before?
Very little. Interestingly, I knew very little about Eric and Alec. So a lot of my first starts of this project was to actually do a lot of research and then meet with Mickey Stewart, famous English cricketer. And we discussed this together, and so it's about how I would make these figures work. When I first, there's a very strong iconic image of Sir Alec bowling, but actually there isn't one of Eric so much. So I needed to really understand how Eric would play. Now initially, I did him in a very wild swing of a bat, but I was told, well actually, do you know, Eric never played like that. He was such a big man, he would play with a very strong forward stroke. So I took advice all the way through the project, which was important.